This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's U.S. representatives split along party lines for today's vote on a bill to fund the government through the end of September. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Democratic Representative Diana DeGette voted no because the bill cuts non-defense spending, including health care, by $13 billion, while increasing defense spending by $6 billion. And unlike previous short-term funding bills, DeGette says there were no bipartisan negotiations.
You know, the Republicans control all levers of power, the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if they think they can do this alone, then let's see how it works.
After the vote, House Speaker Mike Johnson sent the chamber home early. That means the Senate will have to pass the House version or face a government shutdown on Friday. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, unemployment claims from Colorado's federal workforce are creeping up as the Trump administration cuts government jobs. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
608 federal employees have filed for unemployment insurance benefits in Colorado since Trump took office, according to the state's Labor Department. That's more than 100 new claims in the past week and a half. That number will likely keep climbing. Federal agency heads are supposed to submit plans for deeper cuts by Thursday. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is asking a federal court to reject the U.S. Department of Justice's statement of interest in the Tina Peters case. Attorney General Phil Weiser says DOJ's intervention in the former county clerk's case has no legitimate basis and is, quote, a grotesque attempt to weaponize the rule of law. Peters was sentenced to 9 years in prison. This is CPR News.